Today in the parasha, I want to say it before we open, so we don't delay once we have the Torah ready to go. We keep that going. One of the things that's in Parashat Tetzaveh today is the menorah. We're dealing with the preparations of the tabernacle so that once we get to Leviticus, we'll be ready to actually use it. So all of the preparations occupy the second half of the book of Exodus. And one of the things that is we started with last week in the parasha, and we continue with this week, is the menorah. And I wanted to share with you a midrash that is popular with the rabbis, the Talmudic rabbis, and it goes like this. But I'll give you the clue to the midrash, which they don't give you. In one page, actually in less than a page, at the bottom of 139 and the top of 140, I'm going to have us read Be'anah Rachetz in English. Okay? So the reason I'm going to do that is, does anybody remember the pun? That is the reason that here we read this Aramaic prayer. It's the only thing that's Aramaic in the Siddur, except for the Kaddish. The mourner's Kaddish, the regular Kaddish is Aramaic. It's in the common tongue of the people. And here we have a prayer that becomes inserted, kind of interrupts in a little bit the Torah service when we get the Torah out, that is in the common tongue, although it comes from the mystical document of the Zohar. And so why is there a little bit of Aramaic? What's the pun that you probably all know and are just too shy to tell me? But what's the pun that is why we have a little Aramaic here? Torah is a Hebrew word. What is the common tongue Aramaic word for Torah? It's not Torah. It's Ora. The T drops out. So the Aramaic word for the Torah is Ora. So we're going to take out the Ora. But what is Ora in Hebrew?
Light.
It's light. So the way the mystics are viewing it, again, if you take off your human glasses, which you get at Costco, and you put on your God glasses that you get at synagogue, and you see the world like a Kabbalist through God's eyes, you realize we're taking out light. The pun symbolizes the reality. We're taking out a physical Torah, but with God glasses, we're taking out Ora. We're taking out light, the Aramaic word for Torah, Ora, but that's Hebrew for light. That's not coincidental. And so, and what does it do? It enlightens us. The whole process of Torah study is about enlightenment. It's about understanding how we see the world through God's light. And so we have a prayer here about welcoming God's light into our lives, and we'll do it in English instead of the Aramaic that we normally do. Maybe we'll throw in the Aramaic as well for this occasion. That helps you understand the Midrash. The menorah is God's candelabra. Candelabrum. Candelabra. I'm thinking Liberace here. He used a candelabra. That's So the question is, when you went into the temple, which we're all in the process here in the parsha preparing, and you had a table which you put down challah and matzah and griddle cakes, just like an oneg, and right next to the table you had a barbecue on which you laid down the meat offerings, and next to that you had the menorah, and behind that you had the Holy of Holies, which didn't have a Torah in it, but had the Ten Commandments, and then and God's presence. The rabbis ask a question, which is, what does God need a candelabrum for? God can see in the dark. And they provide this midrash. They tell the story of there are two men who are walking home. One is blind and one can see. And the one that can see is helping guide the blind man home. And when the blind man gets home and he's at his door, he lights the lights inside just to say goodbye to the sighted man who is bidding him goodbye. Why would the blind man do that? Out of an act of politeness. He knows that the sighted man isn't going to come in and need to do that, but he doesn't have, when he gets home, he says, wait a moment while I light my lights, even though I don't normally light them because I'm blind, but because you're my guest. So they say is what the menorah is for us. God didn't need the light at night. God can see in the dark. But because God provides the Torah, God provides the Ora, God provides the light for our lives. We are the blind man, and God is the sighted man in the story. God provides the light by which we see our way in the world. And so even though God doesn't need it, we light a light for God, because by doing so, it allows us to feel that we are returning something of the graciousness that God provides us. So we'll do the prayer in English when we get to the bottom, and we'll sing the end of it in Aramaic.